Blog Talk Radio.
The following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. Oh my god. How many dumb wrestling fans, and some of them are wrestlers themselves. Oh my god. It's just been one of those nights. It's just like, where did you find some of these people? And yeah, like certain groups is like, where do you find them at? I don't know, it's just stupid. But anyways, what a finish, hon. And it seems like a lot of you are not happy with Monday Night Raw once again, because I guess y'all didn't like the angle that happened with either from the beginning until the end. Is like all everybody was doing was complaining about it and complain, which some people have a right to complain, but just some people just don't have the logic or don't know the wrestling logic of the wrestling business. And it's just so sad that you got many people that are like that. Like, you may not like the way they do things, but here's their reason. Or you like what they're doing, but there's a reason behind it. I just think some people will never get that hint in their mind, or just can't just think overall. Just put it that way. What we're going to do, because I know Chris from the Smart List was supposed to call in, so probably will wait till he calls in, but we're going to keep talking. But let's go into some news. According to sources, they want to turn Dean Ambrose heel, because right now he outselling merchandise than Cena. In my opinion on this, I don't think they should make him a heel. I'm like, he's doing good as a face. It's like, why try to kill the momentum? Don't y'all realize that y'all did that with Ryback and killed the momentum, and he didn't end up being nothing? I just don't think they should do it, and I don't know why they had the thought of it or why they want to do it, but that's just me. Because there's some other sources that said, like, oh, because they're running out of stuff for them. WWE has a lot of writers, and some of the things that doesn't go right, or we don't know what's going to be going on until, like, the last minute, because they change a lot of stuff the last minute. Just to bring it up, and some of y'all don't know. So they go one way, change it, and go with the West. I mean, the rest. I don't know why I say West for it. But, you know, all decisions are finalized by Vince McMahon, and it's just people blaming certain wrestlers because of how they're doing things and what are they told what they're supposed to do. And people just taking the point of blame at the wrong person, where they should blame, like, Vince McMahon. You don't like how it goes? Write to him, complain to him. Don't go to shows or don't watch. I'm like, complaining every single day is not going to help any change matter. And if y'all going to stick to, like, not watching WWE or anything like that, stick to it. Because if you're still going to complain about it, what's the point of you watching? Because that's all you're going to do is still watch. I don't know. There's just something wrong with just some people. That's just my thing about it. What else in the news? We can talk about a little bit of TNA. Jeff Hardy did fell from, I think it was, he had like a cage match or something like that. But for everybody that don't know the situation about that, I guess they had to do that because Jeff Hardy won't be able to travel with TNA on the UK tour because of think it's legal reasons, like because of his passport and stuff from the past. So, you know how that goes. So they had to do something to write him off until they come back. But anyway, I think there was more news. Macho Man Randy Savage, it was all spread out about him being inducted to the Hall of Fame, and they finally listened, and they are going to induct him to the Hall of Fame. And that's what they mentioned on Raw. He'll be the first inductee for the 2015 Hall of Fame. And I think everybody know why that happened, right? Because Austin said something about it. And I know there were some of y'all debating about he should have been in it, but, like, I knew he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. It was just a matter of when. And I guess just some people just couldn't take it anymore, and it just, they just decided, just, oh, well, let's just do it. So, God, there was something else that, if I can get to it, so, yeah, just, what I'm going to do, take a little break, and we will be right back.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too, and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that. Drawing the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. Trying to
And we are back. There was another news I wanted to talk about. Seems like Tadarius Thomas, which is a good wrestler in Ring of Honor, by the way, apparently he's going to finish up his wrestling career and going to retire and focus on an MMA career. Hey, I've been a fan of this guy ever since I've seen his ring work, and it just sucks that he decided that he wants to, you know, hang it up or whatnot, but it is what it is. What more can you do? But, hey, maybe one day he'll do his MMA thing, then probably afterwards come back and probably do some wrestling, maybe for a wrestling company, maybe TNA or back to Ring of Honor, or maybe WWE will finally pick him up, but we will see. They already have a Fast Lane main event possible. Apparently, it could be Roman Reigns and John Cena versus Big Show and Seth Rollins. That's what it could be right now. I don't know if it's like officially true, but this is just a rumor that I heard right now. So, it could be led to believe, but it may not be true as well, that either Seth Rollins or John Cena will probably win the World Heavyweight title, and it'll be off of the shoulders of Brock Lesnar. We don't know, but we'll see. I just also want to talk about something that is so funny that for putting up an opinion, somebody tried to threaten me on a wrestling group. I just thought it was funny because, like, I know so much about this guy, and I did not, you know, talk about him. He claimed he was a known wrestler or whatever, but I hadn't heard of him, but I know about him personally. But I just said, like, I'm not going to put his business out there because that's not nobody else's business. But it's just crazy. Just for you saying your opinion, then you trying to suddenly just trying to threaten somebody. That's just crazy. We do have a caller calling in right now, and I think I know who it is. So, caller, you're on the air.
Am I on? Welcome, everybody, yep, to Monday Night, where the big boys play with each other. I want to apologize for the balloons. I had to fire the pyro guy. I did it over the phone, no less. But nonetheless, I had to fire him. Did I mention this is where the big boys play with each other? Okay, anyway.
On some real shit. Who's threatening you? Straight to the point.
Oh, seriously? Okay, let me try going in this group.
And for those of you who don't know, I'll just tell you who I am right now. I'm nobody to play with. Okay.
Let's see. It's on the Wrestling Talk group. And it's some guy named... I'm going to spell his name. Danael Webster.
Tag me in the comments.
Oh, okay, he shut up after I said something about him.
What'd you say?
Well, yeah, I tagged you in the comment because there was more of these marks just challenging on it, too. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, crap, I can't even tag you in it.
Fuck it. But just pronounce his name.
Okay, I can send it. Hold on. Iomi.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and sent.
Do, 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 do.
I just think it's just freaking hilarious that he's trying to threaten me.
Okay. I'll be waiting around. Dan, what?
Oh, wait a minute. He commented.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me think about something. Hang on a second. This ought to be fun.
Wait, what you do?
Daniel Webster. Okay, how you doing, Daniel Webster? So, must be nice, sorry, living in your mom's basement. Me, damn. Hang on.
Welcome everybody to the Daniel Webster Show. I'm sorry for my pissy bed sheets. I mean, I wet myself in the bed earlier this morning. But nonetheless, Daniel, what are you doing down there? Mom, I'm on the computer right now. I gotta tell everybody how John Cena sucks, and I gotta threaten people on the internet. Hang on. Anyway, sorry guys. I had to lose some weight too. So I was wondering if there's anybody that could find me the closest gym to go to, because I apparently have nothing better to do other than fart in my chair because my fat ass won't get out of it. It's damn near glued to my ass because I've been sitting in it so long. So yeah, you get the point.
Go ahead.
And so, can people please start reminding me how Macho Man Randy Savage's Hall of Fame induction ceremony is long overdue? Because honestly, every time I hear it, I want to throw my fucking phone. Okay? I'm just saying. It's happy. It's happening. It's awesome. It's finally happening. Shut the fuck up. Okay?
Yeah, somebody was on here was just saying, like, they got to have somebody that, going to talk about his life and probably ain't even going to get it right. I just thought that was funny as hell, too.
Okay. What is he saying?
Like, no, I'm just saying, it's just like they put Hulk Hogan there because he was one of the biggest rivalries that Macho Man had in the WWE.
The biggest rivalry.
Well, that's what I think. I know he had more rivalries, but I just think probably one of his biggest ones.
Well, that might actually be true. Well, actually, that is true. Who didn't have a rival with Hulk Hogan that wasn't very well documented?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have rivalries, but it's just like, it's one of those rivalries you can actually, like, remember.
Yeah,
and that was just the first one that just came to mind.
It was all over a girl.
Mm-hmm.
All over a chick, remember? Huh? You remember that? Hey, Mark Smart, are you listening? All over a girl. It's all over a chick. You know, pussy. Something that you would never know anything about. Hell. So I have, let me just say this to the internet right quick in Jamie Foxx's voice. Fuck you.
Only they were listening now.
No, they fucking posted shit on on Facebook, Twitter. I don't give a fuck. Post anywhere. Hell, make those ugly ass Kardashians listen to it. I don't care. Make Mark Smart's fat ass listen to it. Send it to his inbox. I don't give a shit. Tell him if he wants a piece of me, I'll gladly give him my address. He can come to the office and find me. I'll be standing there waiting with a sledgehammer. And three other wrestlers behind me who are waiting to beat these assholes' asses.
Oh, God. One good heel kick to the dome, maybe a oompa. Whatever he said, don't even make sense. Having this out on how I make his ghetto as shit itself.
I have no idea what he just said. I don't know what you just said. And in other news, Justin Timberlake's, the last two nights of Justin Timberlake's 2020 Experience World Tour took place in Las Vegas last week. They were filmed by a director, a critically acclaimed director who I cannot remember the name of, and they will be released on DVD later on this year. Actually, not later on this year, sometime in the near coming month. So anybody who did not go see that show, you can watch it on DVD. Okay, it's not good, but you'll still see what the show looks like.
Because this is what I put out. I put out that the friend of mine that is training can still get more popularity than he can. And I guess another guy asked, whose friend is that training? And I was going to say, I would put his name on the post, but unfortunately, he left the group.
Oh, yeah, I left that fucking group. I'm sick of those assholes. You can send him this from me. You can send him this and tell him it's from me. So if I fucking find the thing. Where are you at? Oh, here you are. Tell you done it from me.
Okay, I'm gonna save that.
Fuck you.
No, I don't want to give them your call because they're going to try and start harassing you too or something.
I don't give a shit. You can tell them, well, actually, don't worry about it because they're on the fucking internet, not in front of me. I wish they would come say it to my face. Which they won't. I'm tired of fucking fighting with people on the internet. I want some of these motherfuckers to actually say some shit to my face. Don't even bother. Don't even bother, you know, giving them my screen name because I'm not fighting with anybody on the internet. I got enough shit on my mind to be fighting with moronic fans on the internet. I'm already trying to figure out how to get my ankle better. And tomorrow night, I got to learn the drop kick. You know how to dunk.
Yeah.
Say what?
You know how to dunk, right? Or jump in the air.
Yeah. I can jump.
You'll get it. You probably can do the drop kick in no time.
Yeah, well, I've been having a little trouble with my hip tosses lately because it's my fucking ankle. Can't even fucking. I can do the bump, but every time I do the bump, it fucking strains my ankle. And I used to be fine with the hip toss. I don't know what the hell is going on with me. It's fucking annoying. I fucking hate it.
Exactly.
I guess
I went back to this group because I felt sorry for the person that's running the group, letting all this crap go on, which he is bugging the hell out of me about. Why are you even putting the Diva of the Year or Male Wrestler of the Year? I'm like, I'm not going to put that up yet. Oh, yeah, also for the people, if you want to know, you can vote for who you want to for this year's awards, and awards is set to end will stop the voting on April 4th.
The WFSO Grammy Awards, brought to you by WFSO.
Most likely. I just can't get over the dude that's still trying to threaten me. I just think it's funny as hell.
At this point, I find that shit humorous. I'm going to have to deal with a lot of it come Fastlane. And for those of you who don't know, WWE Fastlane will be right here in Memphis, Tennessee at the FedEx Forum. Tickets on sale now, and they start at just $25.
Oh, God, what did he say now?
My dick is bigger than yours. That's what he said.
He probably would.
My dick is bigger than yours. My dick is bigger than yours. You just replied with that ain't what your mom said.
Your imaginary friends don't count. Now I'm going to call someone you would never, ever have the privilege of knowing.
Just keep posting memes.
I'm just going to put this. Just a picture of J. Jonah Jameson laughing.
Well, if you're going to put that, let me find this right quick.
Apparently, I guess you're don't exist. I guess you don't exist.
I don't exist. Really?
That's apparently what they're saying, you don't exist.
I tell you what, screenshot this shit.
Oh, crap, I gotta figure out how to do that. Crap, my fiance, no. Hazel? You're needed. Hopefully she heard me. Apparently, that's what they're saying. You don't exist.
What's the name of the group? Wrestling?
Wrestling Talk.
Wrestling Talk. Maybe it's time I would make my way back to that group for a minute.
I try to put you back in there and can't even do it. And I know the person that running the group is on there.
Okay. I'm back. I sent a join request. I sent a join request. It's a closed group, right?
I think it is.
All right. Well, I'm here. Let me in.
Okay, what the hell he's putting out now? Well, I apologize, people. That's all we spent for like the past 15 minutes talking about dumb smarks.
Who fucking gives a shit? They can sit down and take it. Hell, listen. Grab a bag of popcorn. Grab some beer. Grab a soda. Grab anything. Hell, grab your mom. This is going to be entertaining.
Well, a butthurt report form. Ooh.
Fuck you.
I got one for them. And talk about that's how I work out every day, eating a whole bunch of outdoors. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
How your mom works out.
Your mom works out on stripper pole. Stripper pole, two workouts that she has. The stripper pole workout and the flat on back. Back and uncle sing weird ballads like this. For those of you who can wonder what I can do besides talk shit about smarts, so I can also do shit like this. Dear Chase E. Lane, I wrote to explain I'm your biggest fan. I just wanted to ask, yep, could I eat your ass right back as soon as you can? You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. Dear Chasey Elaine, I wrote to complain, you never wrote me back. How could I ever eat your ass when you treat your biggest fan like that? You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, JC, but you ain't had mine. Here, JC, late, I wrote to constrain. This letter is my last. As your biggest fan,
oh, my God,
fan,
we got Brandon Smartness back.
Admit,
I swear to God.
You let me eat your ass. You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. Mom and Dad, this is Chasey. Chasey, this is my mom and dad. Now show 'em them titties. Now show 'em them titties.
Would you fuck me for blow? Okay, where's the smarts? Where are all the smart marks at?
They're around. Let's see, he mentioned me in the comment.
Can I say something to them?
If you want.
Can I swear?
And say whatever you want.
All right, fuck you. There's a cliff. There's a bunch of cliffs down in the Grand Canyon. Just take your pick. Don't worry, I'll write your letter to your mom saying you got hit by a bus, or you died in a fish. I'll just send a letter to your mom saying you got hit by John Cena's tour bus. So that's another thing your mom, you idiots can blame John Cena for.
Goddamn, I'm evil.
Let's see what he mentioned.
And in other news, Mama June.
Look at this. Here it is again. With no evidence to back up statement, just a lame dim with a comeback. Turtle, you're a special kind of stupid. I feel bad now because now we all know you should be wearing a helmet. You obviously have the downs. Okay. This wannabe wrestler that's on here.
Which one?
I don't know, the dude that got CPS called on him because of his kids. Okay, now you want... Oh, crap. That's not what I wanted. No, my computer had cut off. Now I gotta go back on it.
Screw it.
Dear Chasey Lane, I raise you. Yeah, what do we got, like, 10 minutes left?
Yeah, well, screw it.
We just keep going until we off the air.
Yeah. As soon as we get off, I got to fucking clean up.
Oh, get rid of the smarks?
I already did that. Not that hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't take a lot of work. All you simply have to do is just put John Cena on television and half of them are killing themselves.
or Roman Reigns, since a lot of them is turning their backs on him.
Put them both on TV.
Have them be in the tag match. Oh, yeah, you probably didn't hear me earlier, but I guess when they in Memphis for the pay-per-view, they post the main event, the show. Supposed to be them two tagging up against Big Show and Seth Rollins.
Works for me. We'll see if it happens. Never get my whole stuff about their sheets. Isn't that right, people? Didn't you get the memo?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I thought they deleted that. I thought they deleted the whole thing, but I know they will.
Yeah, they will, because they're little kids. Little kids who had to ask mommy's permission to get on the computer. That's what happens when little 8-year-olds take control of the internet.
It ain't worse than a hater. The traitor.
I just told him, if your mom's fat and retarded, that's your mom.
That's your mom after I was done fucking her. She moved away,
man.
If anything, she gained it.
Wonder Quan in this group.
I don't think he wants to get involved with that crap. Well, maybe he does.
No, he's not in the group.
Nah. Fuck it. Why is every hot chick on here gets like fucking close to 200 likes on their photos? I'm sure 92% of those people that like your pictures are men that want to sleep with you. And some of you women give it up way too fast. Oh, you're pregnant. Good luck. And good luck to you. Good luck to you. Good luck, you losers. Hey, Mark Smart, did you get your ugly girlfriend pregnant? I hear Mark Smart got his ugly girlfriend pregnant. Even though she looks like a gorilla.
Speaking of Austin, now he put his son in this. Speaking of sons, at least I don't have CPS on my ass.
What is he talking about?
On my son. Which is just my stepson, son-in-law, by the way. But I guess he mentioned that, oh, look, he go for a sexually jab. Way to be homophobic. You really are intellectual inferior. Even my 7-year-old son seems through your fabrication. That's sad, dude. And that's why I put
you in
the sons. At least I don't have CPS on my ass on my son. What about my son? That's what I should have said.
Well, he's a smart mark. What do you expect? He's too busy trying to raise his child on the side of the attitude era instead of on the side of today's era. So that's why he has CPS being called on his ass, because he's trying to teach his son to be edgy.
That should piss him off. Oh,
what?
One more thing I'm going to put. Checkmate.
My ticket's bigger than yours. Okay, I'm getting off. I got to go to sleep. I enjoyed your talk, people. I enjoyed listening to Archrell fucking rip people's heads off so I wouldn't have to. And just, I can just sit back up here and relax.
Yeah, when you probably gonna get approved in that group in the morning. and you probably get to see the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you can tell them they can all go fucking kill themselves.
So. Which they all need to, and this so-called wrestler probably needs to do the same, too.
Don't tell me, don't let me come across them in a wrestling ring, because if they get in the ring with me and they're wrestlers, they're going to get hit. I'm not going to pull anything. I'm laying it all
in. I really wonder where dude from anyway.
He's from Slutville, USA. Home of the STD, known as gonorrhea, the clap. Now, I'm getting the fuck off. Good night, everybody, and fuck you. Well, good night to you guys. And as for everybody else on the internet, screw all of you. Good night.
All right. That was a fun, wasn't it, folks? Let's see. You got smarks that want to take it to the top and just want to, like, hurt people. It's just like their favorite wrestler they'll get upset with, and they just want to kill them. But anyways, people, I'm going to let you go and check out the show tomorrow, which I have a guest, the Bulldog, not Davey Boy Smith, but independent Canadian wrestler. So check that out, 10 o'clock p.m. on the WFSO Radio Network. But until then, y'all have a good night, and Smarks, Girl's Head. Peace out.